There's a statement made by Ula on Ches Amar Aleph. Amar Ula, Ula says, Amud Tisha Bereshus Rabim V'Rabim Mikatvin Alav. Just there's some sort of pillar in Rishus Rabim, and it's 9 Tefachim high, and many people Mikatvin Alav. They put their shoulders on it. They like adjust the. You know, they use it to, you know, fix whatever they're carrying on their shoulders to carry their burdens. You know, they rested on it for a minute and then they adjust whatever they need. So the halacha, right? So if someone, vizarach v'nacha gabav, so let's say you threw something from Rosh Hashanah Yachid and it landed on top of that pillar, that's that 9 tefachim high pillar that people do utilize. Chayev, you're going to be chayev. So my time of the Gemara explains why. Because pachas mishlosha, if it was less than 3, so midras darsi le rabin. So, you know, people step on it. It's not so high up. You know, if people are walking away and there's a big bump there, a big rock, a big, you know, like little thing sticking out a step, they step on the step and they continue to walk. If you ever go on a busy road and there's a small step on the side, and people step on it to go around people. So it's considered, you know, lavud and connected to the ground in that way. Mishlosha v'atisha, from the sweet spot of 3 to 9, lo midras darsi le v'lo katvim. Right, from 3 to 9 tefachim, so people don't step on it. It's already too high. You got to like climb onto that a little bit, and it's a little too low to adjust whatever you have on your shoulders on it. So it's not going to be considered rishus or avim. But then tisha, but if it's 9, vade mekatvin ilay. But if it's this 9 tefachim high, so then for sure people will utilize it, and it's going to be considered a Rishus Rabim, even though it's 9 Tefachim high. So in Pnimius, the 10 Tefachim that keeps coming up that we discuss are reference to the 10 spheres of Hashem's Hasharas Shechina and the way it's Mishalshal down into this world. Sometimes we view things as we say Hashem doesn't come into the last 10 Tefachim, and that's how, like, you know, the Sages of Hanukkah will view it, that Kiviyachal HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't extend that low and we're bringing him down. And other times, the 10 tefachim from the ground up are where we kind of view Hashem's hashara, and where we view Hashem as resting in the lowest parts, and we're bringing Hashem all the way down. You know, the way everything above 10 tefachim we can't relate to. That's Ribbono Shel Olam in his, you know, loftiness that we can't really tap into. But within 10 tefachim is within our grasp, and that's why there's the 10 spheros, and it's called the 10 is called the Koma Shleima, full amount. Right? It's the morale has a big discussion on why specifically 10 is such a significant number, and you add this in terms of the 10 Mamarim that Hashem created the world, this Arsa Dibros, 10 Makos, it's all the same theme. So, and they're obviously related in Kabbalah to the 10 Spheros. So, the first, so if we say the Rishus HaRabim is what we can't really tap into, right? It's usher to carry there. It's usher to be metaltel there. That means that's the Ribbono Shel Olam's territory. Hashem is called Rabim. Hashem is multitudes. He's Rachum Chan and Erech Abayim. Hashem is, you know, he encompasses everything. And that's Rishus HaRabim. It belongs to him. You know, Rishus HaYachid could be our Rishus, or our Rishus where we have Yachidus with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the relationship. Rishus HaRabim is beyond what we could tap into. So you're not allowed to carry there. So something that's within the first 3, that's going to be connected to the first 3 spheros. It's going to be connected to the spheros of Keser, Chachma, and Bina. So in those 3 spheros, we're going to say if something is Osek, if someone is tapping into Hashem through one of the Mochin, through one of these lofty spheros of Keser, Chachma, and Bina, it's as if they're in Rishus HaRabim. Right? And we even have parallels in Kabbalah that these 3 are, there's an ambiguity in terms of, you know, sometimes we have keywords that point to which sphere we're referencing and which relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but once you get into the world of the Mochin, it's not always specific. Sometimes Chachma means Chachma and Bina. Sometimes Bina means Bina and Chachma. Sometimes Keser means Keser, Chachma, Bina. They all tap in, right? That we say Havin v'Chachma, Chachin v'Bina. We use the terminologies to flip back and forth, the Shem Ekya, Aleph, Hey, Yod, and Hey, sometimes reference the Bina, sometimes reference the Keser, sometimes reference the Chachma. And there's not a clarity there because those 3 are really lofty, lofty, high madrigals that when you're talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam being Mishal Shel, you know, giving Kilchos into the Midos, into the actions that we could relate to in this world, the Chesed, Gvura, Tferes, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchus, So those really all come from the Chachma and the Bina and the Keser, and in fact that was part of the Arizal's Chiddush, was the way in which he retouched the whole system, and he gave a pirush into the system of the Zohar and helped explain some of these ambiguities when it seems like, you know, what seems like inconsistencies until the Arizal's Torah came down. So that's why in the first three spheres, in Keser, Chachma, and Bina, it's going to be like it's part of Rishus HaRabim, because ultimately it's a place where Rabim are going, and you can't tap into it on a personal level, and that's what it is. But then the next spheres are all fair game, right? From 3 to 9, it's fair game. That's a remez to the spheres where Hashem relates to us, where we say, right, Hashem is chesed, Hashem is nahig with gevura, Hashem is nahig with tferes, with netzach, with hod. Those are the next spheres. But then we say when you get up to number 9, which is yesod, that's like a Rishus HaRabim again. We say, why? I say, because people adjust what's on their shoulders there. The people take what they're taking from Rishus HaRabim and use it and utilize it in the same way they utilize Rishus HaRabim. So we know that first that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Nekret Tzaddik, and the Midah, the ninth Midah, is the Midah of Tzaddik, the Midah of Yesod, Tzaddik Yesod Olam. So Hashem himself is called the Tzaddik. But the way that the Midah of Tzaddik, the Midah of Yesod, differs from some of the other spheros is that Chesed is a Mashpia. Chesed is giving over loads of Shefa, 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 and Gevur is coming and being Magvel, that Shefa, and you know, making a Kli and forming it and constraining it into a, you know, more compatible form. And then you have this by all Mashpiyim and Mekamim, except for Yisod. Yisod is very unique in that it's giving exactly what Malchus needs. The Mashal given is Chesed would be a spout of water, just shooting out the right amount of water, a whole stream just pouring out, and you stick a cup under it and whatever you get, it obviously fills your cup. It's Shefa, it's overflowing bounty. It's Kosi Rivaya. And you stick your cup in, so you get a full cup. But Yisod is that you have a pre-measured bottle that's exactly 6 ounces, and you pour it into a 6-ounce cup called Malchus. And it's giving over. It takes from all the higher spheres, and it takes exactly what it needs, and it gives over the perfect amount. It doesn't waste anything. That's the Midah of the Tzaddik. And the Tzaddik's sitting in the front of the room, and he's giving Shefa to all the people who come to connect to the Tzaddik, right? Whether it's through his Torah, whether it's through his Anhagos. He's giving each person the Shefa they need. One person comes to the Tzaddik to just watch him eat. One person goes to the Tzaddik to hear the Torah. One person goes to the Tzaddik just to be in his presence. One person goes to the Tzaddik to get a bracha from him. And the Tzaddik, or at least the Tzaddik Sorolim, is able to give over exactly what each person needs. And that's what, you know, all Milamde Torah, all teachers of Torah, are ultimately trying to be considered like a Tzaddik. And they're trying to give over to the Talmud, not give him too much because you could be mevatel him with too much, and not to give him too little because that's a chisaron, but to give exactly what everyone needs. And that's what Tzaddik is. So the avod of the Tzaddik, the avod of the ninth, of being beyond the ninth tefach, right, of above nine tefachim, of where the Tzaddik's giving Hashba into Malchus, that's just like Rishus HaRabim. That's like Keser, Chachma, and Bina. That's the part where you can't fully speak about without speaking about the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. That there's a certain ambiguity. In fact, the Zohar Kadosh in the beginning, and Tikkuni Zohar specifically, speaks a lot about how Hashem is the Tzaddik and the Midah of Tzaddik, and he's the one being Mashpia. That it's almost as if the Merkava is made from Keser, Chachma, Bina, and Yisod Malchus, the Chibur of Yisod Malchus, which is the Tzaddik giving over a Shefa. So that's why here the remez is that Ula says that if there's a pillar in Rishus HaRabim, that if it's very low, that people can, you know, that it's Nichlal in the Rishus HaRabim, that's within three Tefachim, that's Keser Chachma Bina, so it's considered Rishus HaRabim. The next ones are considered their own Rishuyos. They're not going to be considered Rishus HaRabim. It's, you can relate to Hashem from the world of Chesed, you can relate to Him in the world of Gevurah, you can relate to Him in the world of Tiferes. And then ultimately, as you continue, you get to the Midah of Yisod. When you're really just on the Midah of Yisod, that's like also part of Rishus HaRabim. When you recognize that Hashem is giving the exact amount of Shefa that He's giving through, there's a special Sheichas between that. And that's why He says specifically, right, because it's a place where you adjust the load on your shoulders. Meaning, when all that Shefa is going through, but now when it gets to the Midah of Yisod, which is going to give over to Malchus, it adjusts the loads on the shoulders, Kaviyachol. It takes everything and gives the exact amount, sets it up in a way that you can be Makabal the Shefa perfectly. And that's something that's very miyuchad and very unique to Ribbono Shel Olam, the way He gives over Shefa, that He gives each and every one of us exactly what we need. Then, right, that's what we say, Umaspiya L'chol Chai Ratzon, that He gives it over exactly to, you know, He sustains every specific creature and every specific part of existence with what they need.